Slide victory. Game. Blouses.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it.
But it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. I tell you, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter. I mean, I mean, everybody's got to have something to talk about. Everybody's got to have something to write about. That's what makes the world go around. That's what makes it fun.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, it's excellence, and nobody can hang with my stuff. I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last.
And now, Brad Sinkiff and John Hight with the Press Box on The Roar.
Welcome to the Press Box. Brad Sinkiff here with John Hight. We are broadcasting live on this Friday, January the 12th, 2024, here at The Roar. 105.5, 97.5, theroarfm.com, live in the upcountry fiber studios on, it's going to be a fun filled day. I'm looking forward to it on a football Friday. We got some guests lined up, Matt Connolly. From On3, college football writer, going to join us coming up here in this hour. Stay tuned for that. Get the latest on what's going on with the Alabama coaching search. Also coming up in hour three, we'll have Jason Priester from AllClemsonTigers.com, recruiting director, will join us as recruiting's open back up. And we'll get an idea from him if there's anything, you know, recruiting-wise involved with coaching. We'll talk about that with Jason, but primarily I just kind of want to get the lay of the land and see where Clemson is heading into the final recruiting window. You know, you're working on the next class as well. You're not just trying to see if anybody out there is still interested in joining your 2024 class, but you're laying the foundation and doing some work for 2025 as well. So we'll talk to Jason Priester about all that coming up in hour three. In the meantime, 654-ROAR, you want to get in with us on the phone lines on the Adams and Coberfing text line. Good morning, John. How are you today?
Doing well, Brad. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Still basking in the glow of one of the biggest coaching searches we've seen in college football in a really, really long time. Would you agree with that? Like a true coaching search, because you think like Ohio State went straight to Ryan Day. There was no search.
I guess my only pushback to that would be the 21 when it was LSU, Oklahoma, Southern Cal, kind of all.
Yeah.
Grabbing some coaches. But
this is still bigger.
Oh, yeah. This is bigger than those three combined.
Yes.
No doubt about it. But I think that's the closest we have had to this. But in terms of a standalone individual coaching search, certainly the largest since I've been in this business.
I would agree. This one's huge. Huge. And you know what? Turns out, as we enter day two of the coaching search, the 72-hour window here.
The self-imposed 72-hour window.
Yeah, you know, it's a little tricky when you give yourself a deadline that you have to make because you don't want players entering the transfer portal quite yet. You want to get your ducks in a row and see who the new coach is and all that. Try to salvage as much of your roster as you can. And here we are in day two, and we still don't know. We still just don't know. You know, we're talking about this before the show. I've been involved in, like, really heavily covering coaching searches, and I'm not involved in covering this one. I'm more of an outsider for sure. But from experience of doing some of these, they're just not so clean cut and delivered the way that people think they are or think their school will be when it comes down to it. You know, I think a lot of Alabama fans pictured first candidate, first guy we call is going to pick up the phone and come running to Tuscaloosa.
I mean, I felt like the impression was initially right after the Saban retiring, based on like Bama fans, you know, stuff you'd see online, that it would be coaches fighting in the parking lot in order to get the right to have the job.
And that's
like
not
they'd be
the
hosting
case.
Like a bare knuckle boxing match out there in the Bryant Denny parking lot, and whoever comes out standing gets the job. That's not the case.
No. They're pretty, you know, I mean, I don't say deep into this. Deep would be a week or a month, as some schools have shown us. You know, Tennessee a few years ago,
man.
That wild one. Sorry, don't mean to be catching strays there, Vols. But still, things can get really – this could get a lot worse than it is right now. I recognize that. But this is not so clean and easy where you're just like, oh, call a guy. You tell him you're Alabama, your name is Greg Byrne, he accepts the job, and he's at the press conference by Friday. That's not how this is going. And Alabama fans are learning, and I know that they have probably relished watching the schools around them deal with issues, like Auburn's gone through.
Tennessee again.
Like,
I mean,
they're rivals. Their rivals have gone through this.
They've watched LSU go through numerous coaching searches and – I mean, think of all the coaching changes that have taken place in the Southeastern Conference in the last 17 years since Nick Saban took the job.
Just do the last three or four.
Do you know what I mean? So they have just sat and watched and observed.
And they've seen the hilarity that ensues when you go through a coaching search, and they probably thought there's no way that would ever happen to them. And then here they are. And I'm not saying this is out of control by any stretch, but it's not the way they envisioned it or pictured it. I can tell you that.
Oh, no. I think they imagined the first guy who answered the phone would say yes, and that was it. And I mean, doesn't proceed to be the case?
No, it doesn't. Currently, right now, where do things stand? And Matt will give us a little bit more insight into that. But I do think that I don't know what choice they're technically on. Now, if you were paying any attention last night to social media or just this story in general, there was a little bit of a saga that took place through the afternoon, into the evening, and into the late night involving Clemson head coach Dabo Sweeney. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, we tend to follow the odds. We never talk about odds, John. We never talk about odds. We don't do odds, but we follow the odds. And at one time, Dabo Sweeney was plus 2,500 to be the next Alabama head coach. That's 25-1. All right. At some point yesterday, he became a minus 125 favorite. I don't have a great explanation on how the odds can change that drastically. Does that mean a lot of money is coming on Dabo? Yes. That's one indicator that a lot of money. And I say a lot of money, it would be a lot of wagers, not a lot of necessarily money, because they do restrict and limit how much you can wager on some of these, you know, future prop kind of things. But they obviously, something else had to have happened for the odds to shift that drastically in that short amount of time. From 25 to you're a minus favorite.
Oh, that's good. I mean, that's incredible line movement. Who is currently the odds-on favorite?
Right now, it is again shifted. It came off the board late last night. I think BetOnline got tired of this this game that they were playing.
Oh, they have to be tired, especially because for people to know, like, you're not allowed to play very large numbers in these. From the way I understand it, it's all very small plays.
It is. And also, you have to have someone constantly monitoring it because they have shifted. They'll shift every 30 minutes. So they probably, whoever was running this, went to bed. Would be my guess last night, which is what I did after I followed this saga for a little bit. Again, you're reading tea leaves here. Like, you don't, again, I really don't know the exact reasons, but obviously the odds makers got some sort of wind of something occurring. It wasn't just a whole bunch of people started wagering on Dabo. That is an indicator.
Sure.
But then they're going to follow up as to why that's the case and adjust accordingly. You know, there are some reports out there that there was contact made, and my guess is, and I think I told you this late last night, John, that was my guess, was that they got wind of maybe some contact being made.
Sure, yeah. No, that I tend to read it that same way. You know, you mentioned just a moment ago following the tea leaves.
And then I'll give you the odds. Go ahead.
Actually, no, give me the odds because I want to give you these tea leaves that I'm trying to follow here.
All right. currently right now, Dabo Swinney is not the favorite. It's Kalen DeBoer, the Washington head coach, sitting as of right now. Maybe he's sleeping. Plus 100 is Kalen DeBoer.
So the reason I ask that is this is a very this is a Twitter post as of 14 minutes ago from 93.3 KJR in Seattle, Seattle Sports Talk Station there that covers the Washington Huskies. Husky fans, we know you were looking forward to a visit with Coach DeBoer this morning. Please understand that Coach DeBoer and UW Athletics are continuing to work towards a future we can all be excited about. However, at this time, Coach will not be joining us this morning for his scheduled interview.
Read how you want to into that. So, Kalen DeBoer plus 100.
And this was, this post came after the odds had been changed.
Okay. That's interesting. Again, odds makers get information before we do. Right behind him at number two is Dabo Swinney at plus 125. John, you don't need to do the math there. 100 and 125 is not a big difference.
No, it is not.
That is barely slightly a favorite if you want to look at it that way. So Dabo is still listed very high in this list of odds. Behind them is Mike Norvell at plus 35. I'm sorry, plus 325, so a little over, you know, three to one odds on that one. I'm not going to go any farther than that right now for the sake of this conversation. But what this illustrates is you follow the odds and you feel like Coach Swinney is still in this thing. Now, there's been some reporting, some fine reporting out there that leads you to believe that maybe Coach Swinney is not in this thing per se, but why are the odds not beginning to reflect that more? I can't answer that. I'm not doubting any reporting. I'm just saying I don't know what the story is, what the tea leaves are telling us about that right now. We're continuing to gather more information. But I will, as I said earlier, these things are a lot messier than you think, and they're never over until they're over. So we'll continue to monitor this. In fact, the only thing that was over was John's prediction right before the show yesterday.
We all make predictions on here every day, and we all forget about them. Why you got to bring that up to start the show?
It was hilarious. See, John did not know this, but we had been talking about Dan Lanning, the Oregon head coach.
Yeah.
And most people were assuming that he was going to be the next coach at Alabama, and there was the flight tracker that we told you was false and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, we were discussing it, and I did not tell John because we're live on the air, but I received a message during this show in the final segment that led me to believe Dan Lanning was no longer a candidate for the Alabama job, and I didn't tell John that. I just said, I don't think it's going to be Dan Lanning. I'm out on Lanning being the Alabama coach. And then the second we signed off the show, what happened?
The Oregon Football Press send on the video that announced that he is – that the grass is plenty green in Eugene, Brad.
And I set you up because I made you try to tell me who was going to be the head coach, knowing it wasn't going to be Lanning. I made you tell me.
That was like insider trading. This is messed up.
Whoa. I'm not Phil Mickelson. Don't accuse me of that. But I did sort of say.
What do you mean,
there.
The sanest member of the Pat McAfee show this week, Phil Mickelson?
Boy, that's really saying something, isn't it?
I just can't believe you went there.
I called you out on that. It was funny, though. It really was. You were so mad, too, that it came down.
It was not only was it, yes, literally 10 seconds after I said I made the prediction the legal ID fired, and then he was announced that he's staying at Oregon. But it said technically then Quok gets to come on here and have breaking news, because they always get the breaking news.
Yeah, they always get the breaking news.
I mean,
a lot of stuff happens in the noon window.
I mean, I know we get more breaking news than the Mickey Plyler show, but compared to Out of Bounds, it's... we don't get much.
I still think that was hilarious.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Before we go to break, let me ask you this, John.
Who do I think is going to be the coach at Alabama?
No, I'm going to put you on a different spot. Do we find out who the coach of Alabama is, the next head coach, before we get off the air today at noon?
At noon? Oh.
Bold prediction.
Wishful thinking, yes.
All right.
Especially wishful thinking that it's not Dabo Swinney.
Okay, all right. We shall explore that a little bit more. We can discuss that if you'd like. 6-5-4. Well, we're going to get to NFL playoffs as well today. New England has a new head coach. We got to get to that. Breaking news that occurred earlier this morning. Plus, we'll continue to follow this search. We got guests lined up. We're going to talk recruiting, coaching, and a whole lot more. 654 Roar. Don't go anywhere. Back after this.
Feeling trapped with that old phone? Don't. Getting a new phone is easy. Come into Verizon and get one of our best phones on us with Select Trade-In on Unlimited Ultimate Plan and get a plan that helps you save by only paying for what you need. Act now and get a brand new phone at your Verizon store today. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate Plan required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
East Main Furniture is now carrying Vaughn Bassett Furniture. Made in the USA since 1919, they've been manufacturing quality wooden bedroom furniture made from solid American white oak with ball-bearing drawer guides, piston-activated whisper-close drawers, ultra-smooth acrylic finish on all interior surfaces, and available in many finishes. Stop by East Main Furniture at 829 East Main Street Easley to pick out your new set today. Call 442-6054 to learn more. Quality built to last.
I'm Eddie Bennett. As the upstate continues to grow, Bennett Equipment is here to help. With a 2-year, 2,000-hour warranty, Takeuchi Compact Equipment is the gold standard for performance, quality, and durability. Bennett has 3 convenient upstate locations at Piedmont, Spartanburg, and Seneca, and coming soon to Hiawassee, Georgia. Whether you're renting or buying, come see why Bennett and Takeuchi are the leaders. We're online at BennettEquipment.net, and remember, if it's equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Calling all coffee lovers, the Dream Center is excited to announce that they have officially launched a coffee brand. They are currently offering 3 different flavors, Colombian, Donut Shop, and French Vanilla. The Dream Center receives $5 from each bag of coffee sold, and trust me, they're all delicious and a great way to start your morning. Purchase yours today. It'll make a difference. Buy online at DreamCenterPC.org or in person at their Easley Resale Store on Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Looking for a job with a company that's focused on family? Glen Raven's Anderson Plant, maker of high-quality Sunbrella products, is hiring now. As a family-run company offering competitive hourly rates to help you support your family, you'll enjoy premium benefits, including a pension program and much more. You'll qualify for a $1,500 sign-on bonus, and once you're hired, if you refer someone who gets hired, you'll get a $2,000 referral bonus, too. If you're experienced or willing to be trained, apply today at join.sunbrella.com.
It's a new year, but one thing remains the same. Elkmont is the upstate's destination for the best in lifestyle clothing, shoes, unique gifts, outdoor gear, and so much more. Offering great footwear from On Running, Vans, UFOs, Birkenstock, and more. Incredible selection of jewelry featuring Kendra Scott and game day and lifestyle clothing from the most popular brands like Patagonia, Vuori, Filson, Free Fly, Columbia, Z Supply, Howler Brothers, and more. Shop South Carolina's largest selection of On Running shoes and enjoy great discounts on select game day and winter apparel as our winter clearance sale begins. Find the latest arrivals and fashion trends from Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages or shop Elkmont online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Elkmont is conveniently located in Powdersville off of 153 and in Clemson at 93 and Highway 123. And finally, go Tigers!
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends.
Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-414-7272. That's 800-414-7272. 800-414-7272.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
We're back here live on The Roar. The Press Box with Brad and John continues on. We got Matt Connolly from On3.com coming up in the next segment. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Look forward to having him on shortly as we'll discuss what's going on with this search with Alabama and just a pulse on college football right now and where things stand at Clemson as well. 654 Roar, you want to get in with us. John, I'll say this. So we're going to get this question a lot. We already have. Texter asks, do you think Dabo leaves? Well, as of right this minute, no. But do I believe things are always set in stone when it comes to these things? No. But if you, you know, maybe make a bold prediction right this minute, I'd say he probably does not go to Alabama. But I'm also cognizant that I've seen enough of these weird searches that crazy things can happen, crazier things can happen.
I agree with you. I think he stays at Clemson, but it's not over until it's over.
Then I'll pivot to this portion of that idea. This search feels different because there's just not a lot of leaks. Like, you and I both know people in this industry who are really, really good at this stuff.
Yes.
And I've been able to get to know some of these people, and they've helped me on some of these searches. I've helped them. You know, you trade information, that kind of thing. And some of these people are not saying anything. It's not that they're not giving you all the details. They're giving you no details. So I think that Alabama, as you know, convoluted as these searches can get, is doing a really good job. Greg Byrne, Nick Saban did a good job with this, but they're doing a pretty good job of keeping things quiet in-house. Their business is not in the streets, as people like to say.
I also think it's extremely impressive because they're, I mean, outside of Coach Bean, and I don't know who every coach is represented by, but I know the vast majority of the candidates in the search are Jimmy Sexton clients. And a lot of times he does this, and this is why he's one of the best in the business, but uses these situations to get a bunch of raises and extensions for his guys across the country. And we're not seeing any movement from any other Sexton clients. Like, it's just very quiet out of that camp as well.
That is weird. Sexton, not someone who likes to keep things super quiet. In fact, we'll ask Matt about this, but do you read into this in any way on why Jimmy Sexton's been hanging around Alabama? Like, what's...
Because I think he's part of the process.
In what way?
I think he's helping deliver a guy.
Even if it's not his guy?
No, I think he's trying to deliver his guy.
Okay.
One of his guys.
It's interesting.
And I, for the record, I don't know Mike Norvell or Kalen DeBoer's representation. I'm not sure who are they...
I also don't know what Sexton's relationship is. I know he's, you know, got a close relationship with Nick Saban, but what's his relationship with Greg Byrne?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't either.
I've only driven through Tuscaloosa a couple times. I didn't really sit down with Greg and Agent Sexton there when I was going through. They wouldn't meet me for coffee.
Shocker. Did you?
Never meet me for coffee.
Did you drop Bill Hancock's name, your buddy?
I tried. Yeah, I thought it'd get me through the door, but no.
Didn't work.
Also, this happened 5 years before our phone call, my conversation with Bill Hancock on the air. So, yeah.
Makes it even harder.
It was harder to name drop when he didn't know me at the time.
You knew his name. He did not know yours.
Yeah.
That changed, though.
Yeah, at the time it was this guy. He was the newfound commissioner of this new thing called the College Football Playoff.
Yeah.
What's
Never heard of it.
Yeah. What if it'll impact the sport?
As the texter says, Sexton represents everyone that's being... discussed. It's just weird that though he's literally in the building. Like, he's not with his clients. He's not on the phone, like in his office. He's in the Alabama building negotiating these things. Like, that's weird to me.
Just got it from a, I guess it's a credible source. Sexton represents DeBoer.
He does represent DeBoer. Yes. Okay, well, that would make some sense. Who do you think are the lead candidates right now? Forget the odds. Yeah, you don't care for the odds anyway, so forget those.
I just don't. You follow odds and have done it better for a longer period of time than I do. I'm just not as in tune with that. Look at my picks this year. You can tell I have known nothing about odds. I think right now that I think Coach Sweeney's still in the mix, although I'm like 90% sure he is staying at Clemson. But you know what I mean? It's not over till it's over.
Yeah.
I think Mike Norvell is a very strong candidate. I think Kalen DeBoer is a very strong candidate. I would say those two and then Coach Sweeney kind of at third right now. If I had to put them in some sort of order, I would do 1A, 1B with Norvell and DeBoer. Just based on some of the reporting I've been able to read and follow.
Do you have a likelier fit or a likelier acceptance?
You remember how yesterday I made the line of Auburn is Alabama's test kitchen?
Yeah.
So Auburn just tried to do the guy from the Pacific Northwest who didn't like to recruit.
But I don't think it's fair to say that DeBoer doesn't like
He's never been anywhere long enough to recruit, I guess is the fair.
He's also never been at a place where recruiting has a nice footprint and is...
And the priority.
The standard.
Yeah. I think he could work there. But, I mean, as we're clearly seeing how Alabama fans are handling this coaching search, I don't know how well-received he would be.
Yeah.
I think Mike Norvell would have the chance of being better received.
Okay.
I also just the geographic proximity, I think, would maybe soften that a little bit more.
It
doesn't make a lot of sense here. I openly say that, but it's. I'm trying to get into the mind of the Alabama fan.
I'm with you that those feel like the likeliest two candidates remaining. It's not in love with either one of those being the Alabama head coach, but then again, I don't know if I can give you any other names that would make logical sense that would be perfect for them. Neither one of them are bad in any way. Do you think Alabama would be let down by one of those names? I think they would.
I feel like the Alabama fans are already going to be let down.
No matter who it is?
Yeah
maybe so.
It's already taken longer than a day. There's been, the way that Dan Lanning framed it, whether there was an offer or not, he, in a very smart way, made it perceived like he turned them down.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Gamecock Will. He is up first today. Hey, Gamecock Will.
How you doing, Brad?
Doing well. Hope you are, too.
I'm going to be nice today. I'm going to give Jabbo some respect. You know, I can be nice when I want to. But, I mean, I know he's my rival, but you got to give respect when respect's due. But, I mean, right now you got to look at DeBoer and Lanning. I don't know if he turned him down or not, but those two hottest coaches around for the last couple of years. But Dabo, you got to look at this. He's got the best resume of all of them. I mean, he's won a lot of ACC championships. He's won two national championships. He's been in the playoffs a lot. I mean, he's won a lot of games. And plus, he's played Alabama. He's from Alabama. So, I mean, to me, Dabo's the wise choice. But he's the king of Clemson right now. I mean, he can do anything he wants to. I mean, he's done about everything he can do at Clemson, to be honest with you. I mean, he can go to Alabama and start a new challenge. But, I mean, you know, he can recruit. So, I mean, I don't know why Alabama really don't push the stick forward to Dabo, really. But I mean, Dabo's got it made at Clemson. I mean, he's got all the lakes. He's got the lake house. I mean, he's got all the foundation and all this stuff going on. I mean, he's got a great fan base and all that. Clemson's slowly coming back where he was, but I mean, you can look at it both ways. But I'm like John. I don't think Dabo's going anywhere. I mean, to me, if you're gonna make a call to Dabo, he should have been the first one to be called, really, by the resumes. How y'all feel about that?
Yeah, I don't disagree. We talked about that yesterday. I mean, there's no reason that Dabo should not be you know, 1A, 1B, however you want to look at it, unless there's, you know, already knowledge that maybe he doesn't, you know, isn't as interested, well, or if Byrne has something against him or whatever. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, if we're just judging this thing based off resume, the only resume in college football in terms of active head coaches in which Alabama could hire, the only other comparable resume to Dabo Swinney is Kirby Smart.
Yeah. Right.
If national titles in the college football playoffs, how we're going to judge everything now? They're the top two in the sport right now with Saban stepping away.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just think – I'm just trying to be nice about it, you know, for change. But, I mean, Dabo, if he deserves it, he does. But I still say don't count out Lane Kiffin. I mean, to me, he's the best fit for Alabama. I mean, he – Alabama fans like him. He's a great recruiter and everything, but I know his name ain't up there no more, but it seemed like to me he'd still be a great fit.
Thank you, Gamecock. Well, I appreciate you getting in. Do you agree with that, John? I think there's too many people that run the show and the boosters and whatnot that really don't look at Lane Kiffin maybe in the same light.
I don't think they take him seriously. I think they respect the football mind of Lane Kiffin, but I don't think they take Lane Kiffin, the head coach, seriously. Because, like I said, I think they would love Lane Kiffin on Saturdays in Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Yeah.
They would love him. But they would not be able to handle Lane Kiffin Sunday through Friday. And especially in the offseason where he's trying to go spend time in Florida not recruiting, where he's trying to go be out on the boat and live his life the way that Ole Miss is allowing him to.
I also don't know, with the fact that he's already worked there and been a part of it, like, I don't know that, you know, there's a chance he's rubbed a couple people the wrong way or done something that I just don't think that they've really entertained him as being a real legit candidate. That thing sort of died quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, I just don't see Twitter Lane mixing well with Alabama. The trolling that he does with Tennessee online would not play very well in that rivalry. The way that he likes to, and maybe the poking fun at Auburn would actually play well in that rivalry, but I just, if he loses a couple of games and he's out here tweeting, it just wouldn't go well.
Yeah, you use the correct word there. He's maybe not serious enough for them and feel like he can maximize. He would run a good offense. He would recruit. He would hit the portal. Like he'd check all the boxes. But you know, one of the boxes you have to check at Alabama is, can we put you in front of our boosters?
And can you work 27 hours a day?
Can you work 27?
Well, also their heads may explode if he brings in his current defensive coordinator Pete Golding back to Alabama.
Yeah,
that's the problem. You know, at Bama for so many years.
Yeah, I don't know. There's. I don't know if it's fair to say, but I think there's an idea that there's some baggage that comes with Lane that Alabama would not be comfortable with.
I also think Alabama sees themselves as too businesslike. It's very corporate. It's, and because of the way Nick Saban has now set it up and the way that they view how it's a process.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they would buy Lane Kiffin's commitment to that.
I just had a very early feel that there wasn't enough from inside the program and the people that are making a lot of these decisions that Kiffin was a real live candidate. We'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, Matt Connolly from On3.com, college football writer, covers Clemson, covers a lot of different topics on the sport. We'll get his thoughts on all this right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like
yeah, yeah.
Saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
I'm starting the new year by making sure my home feels new and advanced cleaning with Zero Res. Take advantage of their New Year sale. Get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119. And when you mention me, Mickey, and the Roar, you'll get a hallway clean for free. Schedule online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Hi, I'm Jake Wilson, and as the owner of Iron Drop Floor Coatings, I'm proud of the product we've delivered to our customers for nearly 15 years all over the upstate. If you're considering having your garage floor transformed, check out our 5-star Google reviews, as well as the gallery of homes we've completed. Don't just take my word for it. See what other homeowners have to say about Iron Drive Floor Coatings. Our website is irondrivegaragefloors.com. Schedule your free quote today, irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Have you ever heard the phrase, the calm before the storm? Well, that mold in your bathroom or ceiling water stains might be your warning sign of roof damage that could cause bigger, very costly issues in the future. Give yourself peace of mind, knowing your roof's integrity is solid through every season of the year. Don't ignore it any longer. Fix it with one simple call today to Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists, 260-0080. That's Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists, 260-0080.
Hey foodies, we want to talk to you about the Upstate's favorite taco spot, Willie Taco. With five locations across the Upstate, our award-winning team has been serving up fresh taco fusion for a solid decade now. And our chefs at Willie Taco utilize the freshest, most creative and unexpected ingredients in our kitchens. Come see why Southern Living and Food & Wine magazine rave about our signature offerings, such as the Southern Tide, Crispy Avocado, and Nashville Hot Chicken Tacos with flavors you won't find anywhere else. Willie Taco is ready to serve you our twist on funky, fresh fusion. It's the Willie way.
Hurry into Bojangles for two scratch-made sizzling sausage biscuits for just $4. Because this two-for-four deal won't last forever, it's Bo time.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-414-7272. That's 800-414-7272. 800-414-7272.
Build your custom leather patch hat from start to finish with Hat Flow Co. Choose from performance, flat bill, trucker hat, snapback, low profile, beanie or straw sun hat. Pick your color combination and patch shape. Upload your logo and add to cart. It's that easy. The best part, no order minimums, quick turnaround, nationwide shipping, great customer service, and affordable pricing. Visit HatFlowCo.com and start your custom leather patch hat quote today. And follow HatFlow Company on Facebook and Instagram for new product drops and designs.
I'm Will Davis with the Davis Law Group. Davis Law Group offers comprehensive family court services across the state. If it's in family court, we handle it. From emergency custody cases to dividing millions of dollars in assets, we're the team you want in your corner. We help hardworking dads secure time with their kids. We help dedicated moms and wives achieve financial stability. We have the honor of helping build non-traditional families through adoption and third-party custody cases. We believe that families come in all shapes and sizes. Contact us today at davis.law. Let us see how we can help.
Crank it up and embarrass your children. The Roar, where every day is game day.
We're back here live on The Roar, 9:43 a.m. Hour one continues on this Friday edition. Still talking Bama, trying to figure out what's going to happen, who the next head coach is. As of this moment, again, as of this moment, we do not believe it is Dabo Swinney, the current sitting Clemson head coach.
Correct. And my opinion has not changed since the last segment where I believe. I know we're constantly updating things minute by minute here. But I still believe that it's DeBoer and Norvell are the, for my numbers, my odds-on favorite for the job.
DeBoer is it's moving more now, the odds even more in his favor, minus 125. Let's go to the guest lines and bring on Matt Conley from On3.com, college football writer, and get his thoughts on these searches. What's going on, Matt? How you doing this morning?
What's up, Brett? Doing well. How about you, sir?
Doing great. I hope you are too. The Alabama coaching search, can you just kind of put into words what you've kind of gleaned from all this? Not necessarily an exact candidate list, but just how it's been handled, how like the operation of it. Just kind of give us sort of a bird's eye view from what you've seen.
I think it's just a reminder of how crazy coaching searches are and how we can all feel like we have a grasp of kind of what's happening, and it's so hard to know what's real. I mean, you go back to two nights ago, Dan Lanning was the guy. He's in Tuscaloosa. I mean, there were like real reporters that, you know, it wasn't like random bloggers reporting. I mean, there were real reporters like, oh, yeah, he's the guy. He's in Tuscaloosa, and he's sitting on his couch watching a Bourne movie. So I think it's been a good reminder that you just kind of never really know. You know, I think you can kind of pick up hints and kind of, I guess, get an idea of maybe where things are leaning along the way, but there are really only a very, very, very select few people that know, that try to keep that circle as small as possible. And so it's just so hard to really know what's going on.
The roller coaster of names. How many have you sort of navigated through as you followed this in terms of how many guys you think have been legit candidates?
Oh, I mean, you know, Dan Lanning was the first big one, and I don't think he was ever really a legit candidate. Like, there's been nothing that says that he seriously considered the job. So, I mean, it's hard to know how many legit candidates. You know, I think Kalen DeBoer is certainly one. I mean, he's a guy that he was supposed to have a radio appearance this morning, and apparently that got canceled. So, I mean, I think that, you know, that's a pretty good sign that he's a serious candidate. You know, Mike Norvell hasn't really come out and said anything one way or the other. You've had Sark kind of come out and say, go Longhorns. Dan Lanning put out the video. You know, I think some of the guys that have been pretty quiet, even Dabo Swinney, I mean, whether he is still at this point or not, I don't know. But he's another guy that his name has been thrown out there, and he hasn't really come out and said anything publicly. You know, whether or not that ends up happening, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, those are kind of, I guess, the guys that you kind of hear and assume are probably real candidates. But it's so hard to know. You know, I wouldn't be surprised at all if it ends up being someone that really no one's expecting. And I think the likelihood of that happening gets bigger the more names that kind of drop out and back out of the race.
You mentioned Dabo Swinney. From your time covering him over the years, how does he handle his name being put out there? I mean, is there anything you can share, insight, and just kind of the mind of Coach Swinney? Not necessarily what you think his decision-making is, but how he's handled being in these situations compared to this situation where it's a school that he has obvious ties to.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's typically, no matter the situation, said never say never. And whether that's a bargaining tactic or whether he would really consider leaving, I don't know. But, I mean, if you go back, you know, I've sat in tons of press conferences where he's been asked about jobs, you know, LSU, NFL, A&M, whatever it may be. And he's always been one to say, oh, never say never. You know, you never know what could happen. So, you know, is that just tactics? And obviously as a very good agent and, you know, looking into making more money and that kind of thing, you know, getting rewarded for all the success he's had in his two national championships. Maybe, but I have believed him some when he says, hey, never say never. And, you know, I don't think he's in a hurry to leave or anything like that. But I do think that this is something you have to at least put on your radar that is possible to happen at some point, no matter, you know, what position, whether it's Alabama or anywhere else. Just the fact that he has always been one to say, hey, you know, never say never. I mean, it's so rare for him to do what he's doing, to be at Clemson as long as he has. And obviously he loves Clemson and has made it his home and has built his program up to one of the best. But I do think the never say never aspect that he says is real.
Yeah, I do too. And he's also quiet about these things. He's not going to be...
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, for obvious reasons, you're not going to... And that's what's kind of surprised me about, I guess, all the candidates who are still quote-unquote in this thing, whether Coach Swinney is or not, you know, is maybe closer to not. But in terms of just the people that are still in it and whatnot, they've all kind of been tight and quiet, like you mentioned. And Alabama's kept this tight and quiet. You've covered these things, Matt. They're not always... A lot of things leak, and that's where we get a lot of the fun that comes out of some of these coaching searches.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Alabama AD put out a statement the first night and said, believe absolutely nothing unless it comes from me, and the next time I'm going to talk is when I'm announcing a coach. And so, you know, that's why, and you know, a lot of ADs say that, but I really do think that, especially at a place like Alabama, they're able to keep things pretty quiet. I mean, they have pretty good infrastructure there. You know, I think Saban's not going to be one that's going to come out and be leaking stuff to the press and that kind of stuff. So, you know, yeah, I do kind of think that you're going to be hear a lot of different names. You know, you hear one thing and it just people just kind of run with it. I mean, I think that's what happened with Lanning is, you know, you heard, oh, he's the guy, it would make a lot of sense. And the next thing you know, everyone's just assuming that it's happening or speculating that it's happening or whatever it may be. So, yeah, it's just so hard to know. But, yeah, I mean, with Dabo, you know, like you said, he's a guy that keeps this very quiet. And it makes sense. I mean, it makes sense for every coach. You know, if you're just always saying, oh, I'm happy here, I'm not going anywhere, you know, you're costing yourself a lot of money by not at least letting the perception, even if you're not interested, at least let the perception be out there that you might be. And so you can make several – coaches have made tens of millions of dollars just kind of – being quiet and letting speculation run wild.
Not saying anything at all.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, you can't come out and say, I would never leave this school, and then you leave. You know, and then that you run.
Yeah, you have no bargaining power whatsoever.
Yeah.
What
do you make of Jimmy Sexton being in the Alabama building, not in his office on the phone, but literally in Alabama, working with the university and naming the next head coach?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, that's kind of what he does. I mean, he's a guy that, I don't want to say he runs college football, but, like, he's
a
guy
that runs college football.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, he represents all, or I shouldn't say all, most of the big-name coaches and several guys who are in this race. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense, you know, I think. And whether, you know, coaches say, hey, just negotiate with him or talk with him, he kind of knows what I want to do. You know, I don't know if that's happening or not. It's just a weird dynamic where you have him potentially negotiating for coaches or speaking on their behalf, and that kind of keeps, I think, tracks from getting too muddy, where you don't have a guy that's, you know, you don't have to have coaches coming in and out all the time and, oh, this guy's coming in to interview and where's this flight going or whatever. You can just have kind of Jimmy Sexton sitting there negotiating on behalf of all of his clients, and you know, Alabama can kind of talk to him directly instead of having to go through or having to bring in all these coaches and everything. So, yeah, it's certainly an interesting dynamic, but I do think it makes some sense for Sexton and his clients and for Alabama as well.
Matt Conley from On3.com joining us live here today. In terms of Kalen DeBoer real quick, just your thoughts on if he were the next head coach, he's the odds-on favorite at this very moment. So what do you think of him as a head coach, and how of a fit would he be at Alabama?
Yeah, I mean, I've been incredibly impressed with him. You know, I was texting you all season about how good I thought Washington was, and I thought that they would give Michigan a better game than they did. But, I mean, I think he's a really good coach. You know, I think clearly he's a winner. He's won everywhere he's been. And so, you know, does he have the ties maybe that you would want in the SEC or to Alabama? Ideally, no, but I do think that he's a guy that just knows how to win. You know, he seems to be kind of a no-nonsense, get to work, put your foot down, outgrind you, outwork you kind of guy. And so, you know, is it their first choice necessarily? Maybe not, but I do think that he's a guy that would do well there. I mean, he's just, like I said, he's won everywhere he's been and has an incredibly impressive resume.
Yeah, he does. Very well organized. You know, his teams look prepared, and for the most part, you know, I think that stands out about him for sure. Matt, let's just talk a little bit of Clemson football in general right now. Obviously, the Tigers – If we'll see how this whole thing plays out, but we believe Dabo Swinney, as of right now, will be the Clemson head coach moving forward. When they start to sort of put together the 2024 season and there's the beginning the efforts of that now, what is one area that intrigues you the most about this team and this program heading into a new season?
Oh man, I think it's probably two things. I would say the offensive line and the receivers. You know, I'm really interested to see how Matt Luke does with that offensive line. I mean, I think that was a really, really good hire Dabo made. You know, I've heard a lot of really good things about him, just talking with other people in the industry, some other people from On3. You know, I really trust him as a coach, and so I'm interested to see how that offensive line looks. And then the receivers, you know, obviously T.J. Moore put on a show. The All-Star game, I think he's really good. I think Wesco, you have to feel good about him and what he's been able to do. So, yeah, those would probably be the two position groups that I'm most anxious to kind of see how they look and you know, what they're able to do in 2024.
All right, before we let you run, a couple other things. The legacy of Nick Saban and what all he leaves behind, how different did the game feel, college football in general, when you woke up the other morning and Nick Saban wasn't part of it anymore?
Yeah, it's weird. It was kind of sad. Like, I know that's kind of weird to say about a football coach and a program that you have no connection to, but he's just a guy. You know, I grew up watching him. I'm 35 years old, so I remember watching him a little bit at LSU and then obviously at Alabama, and he's just been college football for as long as I've followed the sport. You know, he's the top guy, the best coach. I remember those years when it just seemed like he was invincible and Alabama was going to win every year. I covered those Clemson playoff games with Alabama, just some all-time great games, and Tampa and New Orleans. I mean, just some really good, fun matchups. So, yeah, it's kind of sad, as weird as that is to say for someone who has no connection to Alabama or to Nick Saban. But, I'm definitely going to miss him being in the sport. You know, and I still remember Clemson in 2014 and 2015 when they played him so close the first time and beat him the second time. I mean, going into those games, I guess going into the 2014 game, they were just such on a pedestal. And it was kind of, I think everyone wanted to see if Clemson could compete at that level. And so just kind of seeing Clemson do that too was pretty special to be covering those games. But, yeah, definitely going to miss him being a part of the sport.
I think he's had a huge impact on our industry, you know, and the things that we've done.
100%.
And, I mean, he's made it so big and so mainstream, and he's just had an incredible impact, I think, on so many different people and so many different levels throughout the sport that you and I love and have been covering and have a passion for such a long time. Florida State in a little bit of hot water. Can you make sense of, kind of explain and break down these NCAA sanctions, what Florida State did, and if there's something to make of it?
Yeah, I don't think so, to be honest. I mean, I don't think that it's like, oh, my gosh, Florida State's in so much trouble, and how could they do this and blah, blah, blah. I think more than anything, it's the NCAA trying to make an example and maybe say, you know, hey, we are going to cut down some, and we're not going to just let everything slide, and you at least need to be careful and you know, don't make it so obvious when you're committing violations or whatever. But yeah, it doesn't sound like Florida State's going to be in a whole lot of trouble. I mean, I saw they even came out and basically said, you know, Mike Norvell had nothing to do with this, and we want to applaud him for preaching to his team and his coaches to play by the rules and all this kind of stuff. So I think in anything, it was just NCAA kind of making an example and want to come out and loudly say, hey, look what they did, and y'all better be careful, and no one else better be doing these things, and at least, you know, cover your tracks a little bit if you're going to be committing some of these violations. I mean, it's, you know, I would like to say that it would be more, and I would like to see the NCAA actually crack down on some of these things and not let it just be so obvious pay for play like it is, or like it seems to be right now, but I don't think that's really what's going to happen.
Matt Conley from On3.com, I tend to agree with that and how you laid that out. Matt, let folks know where they can find your work and what you're working on right now.
Sure, yeah, I'm at Matt Conley on 3 on Twitter, and like you said, On3.com is where, you know, all of our we have tons of national coverage, Clemson coverage. We have insiders, recruiting, all that kind of stuff. So I encourage people to go check out our stuff. You know, we're following the Alabama situation very closely. Our Alabama site does a great job over there too, so I encourage people to check all of that out and follow along.
Matt Conley on 3.com. Always appreciate your time, my friend. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Take care, Matt. Matt Conley on 3.com, college football writer. We've still got other things to get to here. In fact, I want to touch on the Nick Saban side of things to update something that he said from yesterday that we talked about on a previous show. So we'll get to that, plus a lot more news to get to in college football, and we'll talk this Florida State stuff, NFL playoffs. We got Jason Priester coming up in about an hour. So it's a busy show here on a Football Friday. Plenty more to come. You're listening to The Roar, 105.5, 97.5, theroarfm.com. Back after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5.